Cleveland County 911.
I don't know if I should have called this in or not, but...
What's going on?
If I'd have had my camera, I'd take a picture of it.
Took a picture of who?
I don't know what it was. He's walking upright like a man. I would not kill it because I was afraid to. But he went back up the mountain.
Hello, and welcome to Bigfoot Gumbo. I'm proud to report we have our first listeners outside of the United States, and they are from the United Kingdom. They are from Hook and Basingstoke, England, and also a listener from Aberdeen, Scotland. So I wanted to say thank you to those listening in the United Kingdom. Glad you tuned in, and I'm glad our audience is growing. Here's some paranormal news. Growing up in Louisiana, we always heard stories of the Rougarou, and in recent years, this swamp legend has become very popular. They even have a festival in Houma, Louisiana, celebrating this creature. Have you ever heard of the Rougarou? This special character in Cajun folklore got his name from a version of the French word for werewolf, loup-garou. There are a large variety of tales surrounding this particular swamp creature, and they will all give you the creeps. So I'm going to read four tales of Louisiana's Rougarou from the website Only in Your State. The first one is the legend of the Rougarou. The basic tale of Rougarou is one of half man, half wolf that prowls through the Louisiana swamps looking for Catholics that have broken Lent or broken Catholic rules in other ways. Legends say that the Rougarou will hunt these individuals down and suck their blood, feeding on their energy for up to 101 days. That way, everyone is reminded of what may happen if you don't keep your promises during the Lenten season, which begins the day after Mardi Gras. Another spooky tale of the Rougarou involves a married couple. The wife wandered into the woods and locked eyes with the Rougarou. This way, his spell was broken, making him able to turn back into human form. She knew that if she told her husband what happened, she may remain under the Rougarou's spell forever, so she was forced to keep her secret for 101 days. After that point, her spell was lifted. Another version of this story states that once a human has turned into a Rougarou, they will roam the streets of the night of the full moon, focusing on small towns. They will wreak havoc throughout the town until someone shoots or stabs the creature. Usually the Rougarou already knows who his killer is. As the dying man takes his last breath, he has to remind his killer not to mention the incident to anyone, or else they will end up with the same fate, turned into the Rougarou. There is also a story called The Rougarou and the Boy. And in this story, a large white dog followed a young boy home, annoying him throughout the walk. The dog was urging the boy to attack, and eventually the boy pulled a knife out and slashed the dog open. The Rougarou turned back into a man, telling the boy that he had sold his soul to the devil and ended up a beast. Again, he urged the boy to stay silent about their encounter, but the boy wasn't able to keep the secret. Eventually, he began disappearing at night, eventually turning fully into the Rougarou, never to be seen in the same form again. The history of the Rougarou is centuries old and has many different origins, but the earliest mention of this infamous mythical Louisiana werewolf comes from medieval France. Back in the day of armor, swords, and jousting, there was a lot more to fear than the plague and witches. Beasts called loup-garous, which means werewolves in French, were also infamous throughout the country. Back in the 16th century, they'd regularly blame various crimes on loup-garous. Apparently, that was a thing they did back then. Did your house get ransacked during the night? Loup-garou. Did a child disappear from the village without a trace? Definitely a loup-garou. The villagers would capture people they believed to be the loup-garou and then hold a public trial. Usually they'd find someone in the woods or someone in the village who just acted strangely. The court would ask the public if they believed the accused to be a loup-garou, and usually the public agreed, mainly for fear that they'd be outed as a witch or loup-garou themselves. These loup-garous became a fear for many people in the country, leading them earning their place in legends passed down to the children. The French Catholics claimed that you would be turned into a loup-garou if you didn't follow the ruse for Lent for 7 consecutive years. There was also a story that was told to kids that if they didn't do what their parents asked, a loup-garou would come and steal them away in the middle of the night. When many of the French migrated to Canada and to the United States, they took the legend of the loup-garou with them. Since the migration, many of the legends began to change to match the times and dialect. Since Cajun dialect is a mix of French and English and well known for changing words completely to roll off the tongue easier, the name of the beast changed from loup-garou to Rougarou. In the swamps within the greater New Orleans area, and the Acadiana is where the beast has come to live. He might even be neighbors with the Honey Island Swamp Monster, which is a monster I'm going to cover in a future broadcast. It is said you can protect yourself against the Rougarou by laying 13 small objects by your doors. Apparently, when a person changes into a Rougarou, they forget how to count past 12, probably since they only worry about midnight and the moon at this point. And finally, make sure you check out the Rougarou exhibit when you visit the Audubon Zoo in New Orleans. It's pretty interesting. Well, there you have it. That's the story of the Cajun werewolf called the Rougarou. And as I mentioned before, they have a festival in Houma, Louisiana. This year in 2019, it's going to be held on October 26th and 27th. And if you want more information about this festival, you can check out their website. It's rougaroufest.org, and it's spelled rougarou fest.org. So if you want to learn more about the Rougarou, you should attend this festival. I hear it's really fun. Hope you enjoyed the story. We now have a forum where everyone can share their stories with us. Our website address is www.bigfootgumbo.freeforums.net. So please join the forum today and share your stories with us. Here's some news about beer. So I wanted to mention a Louisiana beer that I think you guys would enjoy, and it's called Voodoo American Pale Ale by Tin Roof Brewing out of Baton Rouge. And the reason I mention this beer is because it was the first one from Louisiana that won the gold medal at the Great American Beer Festival in 2018, and it beat out 131 entries in the juicy or hazy pale ale category. So if you get a chance and you're down in Louisiana, you might want to try out the Voodoo American Pale Ale. Well, that wraps it up for episode 7 of Bigfoot Gumbo. I hope you enjoyed the story of the Rougarou, and we'll see you next time on episode 8. Thanks for listening. Bigfoot Gumbo would love to hear from you. If you have a story you would like to share, send us an email and it may appear on a future show. Also, please help support us by liking us on social media and sharing us wherever you listen to your podcast. This show was produced by Fofolet Productions.